Section 100 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by David Best. I capitulated by inadvertence. I cut my reflections adrift. I felt a qualm of apprehension. I suffered agonies of shyness. I took the good day from the hands of God as a perfect gift. I was in a somber mood. I was overshadowed by a deep boding. I was piqued. I yielded to the ingratiating mood of the day. Ill-bred insolence was his only weapon. Ill-dissimulated fits of ambition, imbued with a vernal freshness, immense and careless prodigality, immense objects which dwarf us, immersed in secret schemes, immured in a trivial round of duty, impassioned in earnest language, impatient in authoritative tones, impervious to the lessons of experience, implying an immense melancholy, imprisoned within an enchanted circle, in a depreciating tone of apology, in a flash of revelation, in a gale of teasing merriment, in a misery of annoyance and mortification, in a musing ecstasy of contemplation, in a sky stained with purple the moon slowly rose, in a spirit of indulgent irony, in a strain of exaggerated gallantry, in a tone of after-dinner perfunctoriness, in a tone of musing surprise, in a tumult of self-approval and towering exaltation, in a vague and fragmentary way, in a wise, superior, slightly scornful manner, in accents of menace and wrath, in its whole unwieldy compass, in moments of swift and momentous decision, in quest of something to amuse, in requital for various acts of rudeness. In the air was the tang of spring, in the dusky path of a dream, in the face of smarting disillusions, in the flush and heyday of youth and gaiety and loveliness, in the heyday of friendship, in the mild and mellow maturity of age, in the perpetual presence of everlasting verities, in this breathless chase of pleasure, in this chastened mood I left him, incapable of initiative of boldness, inconceivable perversion of reasoning, indolently handsome eyes, indulge in pleasing discursiveness, ineffable sensation of irritability, infantile insensibility to the solemnity of his bereavement, infantine simplicity and lavish waste, innumerable starlings clove the air, insensible to its subtle influence, inspired by the immortal flame of youth, intangible and indescribable essence, intense love of excitement and adventure, intimations of unpenetrated mysteries. Into her eyes had come a hostile challenge. Into the purple sea the orange hues of heaven sunk silently. Into the very vestibule of death. Involuntarily she sighed. Involuntary awkwardness and reserve. Involved in a labyrinth of perplexities. It came to him with a stab of enlightenment. It elicited a remarkably clear and coherent statement. It is a flight beyond the reach of human magnanimity. It is a thing infinitely subtle. It is not every wind that can blow you from your anchorage. It lends no dazzling tints to fancy. It moved me to a strange exhilaration. It parted to a liquid horizon and showed the gray rim of the sea. It proved a bitter disillusion. It seemed intolerably tragic. It seemed to exhale a silent and calm authority. It was a breathless night of suspense. It was a desolating vision. It was a night of little ease to his toiling mind. It was a night of stupefying surprises. It was all infinitely soft and refreshing to the eye. It was an evening of great silences and spaces, wholly tranquil. It was sheer, exuberant, instinctive, unreasoning, careless joy. It was the ecstasy and festival of summer. It was torture of the most exquisite kind. J. Jealousies and animosities which pricked their sluggish blood to tingling. Joy rioted in his large, dark eyes, judging without waiting to ponder over bulky tomes. K. Kind of unscrupulous contempt for gravity. Kiss-provoking lips. End of section 100. This recording is in the public domain.